I was looking the morning after. I was in the bathroom and I used to dry her hair next to the window, and the window would fog up and she would write notes in the window to me. And on Saturday morning, I was standing at that window in the bathroom and it had fogged up, and I looked and there was her peace sign in the window. And I was like, that's a sign from my Grace. And the pane above it said, Grace, Mom, and she drew a heart. So she was all about peace and gentleness and kindness.
Tess was only 10 years old when she became a casualty of gun violence. Her image was immortalized on the side of a building, flashing a bright smile with her fingers in a peace sign.
It just makes me feel at peace when I drive by and I see it. And then just her giving her little peace sign, it's just the icing on the cake. You know, it feels so good to see it.
And there was her peace sign.
And then just her giving her little peace sign. And then
and
just
her
giving her little
sign.
Peace sign.
Can't tell you how angry I am. It's just awful. And no parent should have to go through this. No parent. To have a kid die because in this kind of a situation, what has changed? Have we learned nothing? These things are going to continue until somebody does something. So where the hell is the leadership? Where the hell is this, these people we elect to Congress that we spend so much money on? These people are getting rich sitting in Congress. And what do? They don't take care of our kids. My kid died because nobody responded to what occurred at Sandy Hook. Those parents lost little kids. It's bad enough that I lost my 20-year-old, but I had 20 years with my son. That's all I ever have. But those people lost their children at 6 and 7 years old. How do you think they feel? And who's talking to them now? Who's doing anything for them now? Who is standing up for those kids that died back then in an elementary school? Why wasn't something done? But I had 20 years with my son. That's all I ever have. Why wasn't something done? But those people lost their children at 6 and 7 years old.
The motorcycle on the bridge. I hit him with a burrito.
Ron.
He took him with his foot, and he kicked him. That's what he did.
Someone punted him?
No, wait. Let me say something.
What?
That's all I ever have.
What?
How do you think they feel?
Are you okay?
My kid died.
Where are you?
That's all I ever have.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
The idea was that at some point we were going to arm wrestle. Why don't we start, if you would, tell us about Christopher. I see you have his picture there. I know you're going through a grieving process.
He was extremely competitive.
I mean, that's...
He was competitive. I mean, and what happened was he was very competitive academically.
Yeah. Well, and Richard,
you know, he was competitive.
Richard, you...
I've only been living with this problem for a few days. And I have to honestly say, prior to my son being killed, I never gave it much, like everyone else, mm-hmm. you know, that's in, you know, that believes that it can't happen to them. I didn't do anything either. My son just died a few days ago.
I know you're going through a grieving process.
Are you with me? Not good enough. One more time, are you with me? Not one more! Not one more! All right.